Hello, this is DJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use. And very special greetings once again. I'm Don Coco, and I'm recording for Main Menu from Sacramento, California. I'm very pleased to welcome behind my microphone Mr. Alan Maynard. First of all, Al, thank you very much for joining us on Main Menu, and welcome.
Well, thank you for wanting to interview me, Don. I'm kind of flattered.
Now, Alan is a fairly new game developer, and I'm quite interested in game development. How did you start being interested in programming? Have you been programming for a long time?
Kind of on and off. I started back in 1987 when I got my first Apple IIe computer. That was mainly when I was introduced to, because at that time I'd never known that computers could have any kind of, voice output. I started with the first, the Echo IIe synthesizer. Do you remember that at all?
No, I don't quite go back that far. I didn't get my start till 1990.
Okay. Well, it just happened, luckily, I guess, I had a friend who was really into the Apple BASIC programming, and so I got my start in programming, picking his brain as much as I could, and just making just some dinky little games, mainly just seeing if I could even do it. And kind of on and off since then, and I've recently just started with the Windows programming. I had done some games during college when I had some free time, but so for the last, I'd say, 15 years, just on and off when I've had time, I still enjoy it. So that's, in a nutshell, how I got my start, anyway.
I see. For the benefit of my listener, I would like to ask, are you blind or sighted or what?
No, I'm blind. I've been blind I'm 32 now. I've been blind for about 25, 26 years. All I have is what's called light perception.
Oh, I see. Okay, the reason I ask that is I'm sure the listener would like to know that, because we have, in the game arena, we have many sighted developers, and we only have a few blind developers. So that's why I ask. Now, you've recently created a game that I think is pretty cool. I've actually been playing it and playing around with it. It's pretty cool. Why don't you tell us about your game here?
Okay, well, thanks for the compliment about the game. It's a boxing. I guess you want to, the best way to say that it's called a boxing simulation. If you want to get technical about it. It's a boxing game called The Savage Gambit, and you're a boxer, and you're up against nine different boxers. Easy to difficult, and it's just a real simple keyboard interface. No joystick or anything like that. I'm not that good yet. But I wanted to do a game where you just don't hit one key. I've played a couple, mainly DOS games, where you might hear a sound or a whooshing sound, and then there's a pause, and that usually is the time where you have to react by hitting the proper key or whatever. I wanted to do a game where it was more realistic, where you would hear the sound of the fist coming at you, and actually that sound is the amount of time you have, to react properly. But just to make it a little more realistic. Also, in general, I try and do games where there's a reason for doing the different things, not just based on luck. So,
okay.
In this Savage Gambit, for example, I set it up where the keys you use are the Y, B, J, B, and M keys, which, if you think about it, it's roughly the shape of a human. And then the shift, it means is represents the up, and the control key means down. So, for example, if you're going to duck your head to avoid a punch, you would do control Y, for example. If you're going to raise your left arm to block a punch, it'd be shift G. So that's kind of how I did it. In a nutshell, that's how I designed the game.
I see. Now, had you been, before you started doing this particular project, I mean, have you always been interested and enthusiastic about boxing? Is that kind of why you did this, or was it because there was not a boxing game available and you thought that would be a cool game to write? I mean, what was your inspiration behind this particular game?
I'm not really interested in boxing, watching it or catching it on the radio, if it ever is on the radio. I did it for two reasons. One, because, yeah, there was no Windows-based boxing game for blind gamers. And two, it was an easier game to program from my very first, you know, attempt at a Windows program. So those were the two basic reasons why I did that particular game.
Well, you've certainly done an outstanding job. I have the, I think the very first day that you released it, I went out and I downloaded it and that sort of thing. Are you going to make enhancements to it, or have you taken it pretty much as far as you plan to take it, or what's the status of it right now? Now, keep in mind, before I ask you this question, this interview, I don't know when they air these, so, I mean, anything is possible, but as I ask you this, what is your future plans for this particular game, or are you going to write other games?
Well, one person who purchased the game said he had conquered it in about a half an hour, so I was hoping for a little more, I was hoping it would be a little harder than that. But right now I'm working on a free upgrade to the game. It's going to have an actual training, so you can more easily learn, you know, the punches and the proper defenses and counters and all that. And also, they're not new boxers. It's the same boxers pretty much that you're boxing against, but they're going to be a lot harder, a lot more difficult to defeat. So that's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on actually creating the sounds for that, and I hope to be coding that pretty soon.
I see. Well, that's fantastic. Well, let me ask you this. If people are interested, where might they obtain this game, and how much does it cost?
I have just a small website called fantasystorm.net. That's F-A-N-T-A-S-Y, storm.net. And they can download the demo there. And currently, I believe they can still purchase it from PCS Games and Phil Vlasak at PCSGames.net, if I remember right. And the game is only $8. And mainly, I don't plan to try and live off, you know, off making these games for blind gamers. I'm just doing it because I enjoy it. It's more of a hobby. And just want a little bit of a compensation for my work. And I do plan to make several more games. I don't know how long it's going to take or where I'll stop or if I'll stop. But I have written down plans to do my next game to be a basketball game, in Windows. And there's a lot more games in the future, some sports games, partly because I can play them myself. And just other ideas for, you know, like a James Bond type game and like a D&D style game. So those are more on the back burner right now, but they're things I really would like to do.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to chat with me, Alan. It's really been a pleasure, and I hope that people will check out your game, that they'll go to your website and download the demo and check it out. Is the demo crippled in any way before, or how many days do they have to play the game before they need to register?
No, they can play the demo forever if they want to. The demo, you only have the first boxer, you know, to mainly practice against. But there's no registration or anything required, you know, to download or play the demo. If they do want to purchase it, that's where they, you know, of course, have to go to Phil Vlasak's website at that PCS Games, and that's where they can purchase that. And so, to answer your question, no, there's no, you know, time frame for the demo to expire or anything.
Well, it's been my pleasure to chat with you, Alan. I want to thank you for taking time to chat with me this morning. My guest has been Alan Maynard, and he puts out a fabulous game. I hope you guys will check it out. Alan, thank you for being my guest on Main Menu today.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
I'm now chatting with Liam Irvin of L Works. Hi, Liam. Thank you for joining me, and welcome to Main Menu.
Well, thanks, Don. Thanks for having me on the program.
Now, you have quite a number of projects that you've been involved in as far as game development and some regular programs. Why don't you tell us how you got started in programming? Did it start out as a hobby, or have you been doing it for quite a while?
Well, it originally started last year when I took a class. I had decided that I was going to kind of get out of the box and do some work, and I took a class in high school last year on programming, and I got into the class, and about 2 days after I got into the class, I realized that I knew everything in there.
Okay.
And we got in the class, and we started working on some stuff, and I was like, hey, this all makes sense. So I started making simple programs and went from there, and they started talking with James North of ESP, who helped me out with the complicated direct action, direct input stuff. And, well, a year and a half later, we have quite some interesting products that I think have come out so far.
Yes, you certainly have put out quite a few. Why don't you tell us, first of all, tell us about SuperShot. How did that develop?
SuperShot was actually, it was one of those, it's a Sunday and I'm bored things. I was sitting around, and it was originally just something I wanted to mess with. And I remember this was back when, this was back in February, and I was sitting around, had nothing to do, started messing with some code, and next thing you know, I have this whole game idea, which, as simple as it is, it really takes off, and it's really a lot of fun.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's still a free game, is it?
Yeah, it's free. What I'm attempting to do with it, though, is we're working on enhancing it and selling it.
Very good.
It's going to be worth it because you'll be able to post your scores in real time to a server and all that good stuff.
Very good. Very good. Now, you've done some other games, but before we get to that, let's talk about LWords. Tell us how that developed.
LWords, that was actually, it was something that I thought, I wanted to see if I could make a word game. And I sat down, messed around with it a little bit. My whole idea was to get a function that would scramble letters around, and I got that. And I was messing with it, and I was like, hey, I can make a really cool word game. So I sat down and made this really neat word game, and I'm actually working on, I'm going to be making some enhancements, so there should be an LWords 1.2. We'll have over 80,000 words and a better interface.
Well, that's a very cool game. It's like one of the early ones that I bought from you, and I actually bought it. It's very cool. Every once in a while, when I really want that brain twister, I'll play it.
Oh, me too. I'll sit down, and I'll be like, yeah, I got to pick up a 10-letter word now and see how many of those I can do.
Now, you also are doing a new game. Why don't you tell us about your new game and how that's come to be and what the development of that is?
Well, the new game is actually a first, I think. It's a first that I've seen. What it is it's a side-scroller game as opposed to a lot of the games nowadays, and it's not a bad thing, of course, but they are 3D. And the problem with that is, as cool as 3D is, not everybody, including myself, can really get into 3D games because of spatial difficulties. And so I decided, why don't I simplify that and make a side-scroller, which is just using your right and left arrow keys to walk forwards and backwards. So I worked on this new game, and I have a concept demo available on the website called Super Liam, which is pretty much as cheap as it is being named after myself, I know. It's just this game where you go through a bunch of different levels. You have to blow up robots, jump over hazards, and it's cool because it's got very good CD quality stereo sounds and really cool music, and the full project is going to be amazing with cutscenes and more levels, and just, I can't even describe it because it's going to be good when we're done with it.
Well, I know I've been privileged to play the beta of it. And I must honestly tell the listener, if you haven't experienced it, it's very realistic indeed. I think you've done just a wonderful job with the walking. I mean, you run down that beach and it sounds just like the beach, you know.
Yeah.
It's really nice. What other projects are you working on?
Currently, I'm just working on finishing up SuperShot, enhancing Elric's words, and then obviously Super Liam. I have a couple more things I was throwing out. One of them, which I've kind of been telling people, I don't know when it's going to take off, but one of the big things is I actually play goalball for the Illinois team.
Uh-huh.
And I decided that I would actually make a goalball computer game.
Now, that would be pretty cool, I bet.
And the problem is, and I'm making this because not everyone can experience goalball, and if you have goalball in your area, I recommend you play it because it's, oh man, it's an experience. Before last year, I had never played a sport, and when I got out in that court, I was like, this is for me. And I've traveled to Florida with the Illinois team.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's a whole lot of fun, and I would suggest if you have goalball in your area, play it. It's fun.
That's wonderful. So that might be a project for you in the future. Now, let's just talk about the cost for these different games or different projects. LWords, how much does that cost?
LWords is priced at $8. I have this thing where I like to keep everything cost-effective, and I don't like to charge more than it's worth.
Okay.
And I've been very big about that because I think that, you know, seeing as we are blind, we don't have all the money to shell out in the world.
Of course.
And so I feel that, hey, you know, what's fair to me should be fair to you, and it works out pretty good. I think it's fair for everyone.
And do you have any kind of pricing yet for Super Liam or no?
Well, Super Shot, when it comes out, will be $15.
And okay.
That's locked in. I'm not changing that.
Okay.
Super Liam, as far as I know, after I did the math, the price we came up with was $25, and I don't think that's going to change.
Okay.
It'll probably be $25, and then you may have to pay for shipping, which will be, I think, $3 or $4. But it's not that bad. I think for the game, it'll be worth it.
Well, they're exciting projects, Liam. I must say that I really enjoy them. And I want to thank you for sharing your time with us here on Main Menu. Now, let me just ask you one final question. If people are interested in your games, where can they go to download them?
You could go to www.l-works.net. That's www.l-works.net. And there's all the products there, as well as info to email me. And by the time... Probably. By in a couple weeks, there'll be some more stuff there, too.
Very good. Very good. Well, I want to thank you for taking time for chatting with me today on Main Menu. Liam Irvin has been my guest. Liam, thank you very much.
And thank you, Dan.
For additional information, please visit http://accessiblegames.com. At that particular resource, you'll be able to find everything to do with gaming for blind people. You'll be able to download freeware or shareware games there. You'll be able to visit the game developers' websites. You'll also be able to join the blind discussion email list that we have for Odyssey, as well as read many fascinating articles about games and game development. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.